Supporters of a constitutional amendment to allow up to 7 gambling casinos in upstate New York say they are working to get the word out to voters that approving such an amendment is necessary for jobs. They say that passage of Proposal 1 would bring thousands of jobs and more than $51 million to the Hudson Valley and Catskills region, money that would be used to improve schools, help local governments find critical services, and lower property taxes. Here's Sullivan County Legislature Chairman Scott Samuelson.
When you're talking about the Prop 1 out in the community, there's a lot of people who don't know about it. So it's really, really important for everybody to understand what it is, what it brings to us, and that on November 5th, we need to flip our ballot, vote yes for Prop 1. Sullivan County in the Catskills forever and ever was known as the destination area in New York State. We had hundreds of resorts. They were recognized worldwide. They brought the best entertainment.
He says that resort model does not work in today's economy, and gambling needs to be part of the Catskills resort mix. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine agrees. One hopeful recipient in his county is the Neville. The resort closed in 2009, and Hine says a new Neville Resort Casino and Spa needs the gambling component to help return the Catskills area to its resort destination heyday. Hine wants the proposition to pass.
This is clearly a multi-step process, but there's one thing I can assure you. If it does not pass, then I can guarantee you the Neville Resort and Casino cannot happen. And so we're excited about what this means. The people of Wawarsing want this. The people in the village of Ellenville want this. The southern part of our county wants this. Our legislature has voted overwhelmingly, and I fully support it. And so I hope Proposition 1 does pass. Now, I also recognize there are those with differing opinions. But that's why we have a democracy and an opportunity to be able to settle these things at the ballot box.
Dr. Arnold Lieber is with No Saugerties Casino and the Coalition Against Gambling in New York.
You're going to put casinos and corrupt Albany together? What are people thinking?
He and a few other opponents initially stood outside the Ulster County Government building with signs opposing casino gambling, signs they were not permitted to bring into the New York Jobs Now pro-casino gambling press conference in the legislative chamber of the county building. Lieber says he not only opposes the proposal, but the following.
And I'm rather surprised that here's a government building in which a room is being used for advocacy for a constitutional amendment, when in fact it's forbidden to use public funds for advocacy for an amendment. And I really feel this is a violation of that rule.
Proposal 1 proponents say the amendment includes strong anti-corruption laws along with protections for gambling addicts, providing millions of dollars to establish programs to prevent problem gambling. Lieber says any proposed mitigation of gambling problems does not go far enough.
How many new addicts as you put new casinos next to new populations that haven't had casinos close by?
Here's Ulster County Executive Hine.
I believe that this can be done, that we can mitigate those types of issues. I believe it's critically important to making the business model work on a resort casino and to bring thousands of jobs into upstate New York.
Hudson Valley Building and Construction Trades Council President Todd DiOrio, Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce President Ward Todd, and Sullivan County Chamber of Commerce President Terry Lynn Ward were among others who stood alongside Hine and Samuelson in support of casino gambling. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.